Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A big shakeup in the Grand Prairie ISD.
Yeah, after months of back and forth with their superintendent,
he is now officially out.
Behind closed doors, Superintendent Jorge Arredondo was let go in an executive session of the Grand Prairie School Board meeting last night. He'd held the position barely 6 months, and the drama has lasted nearly as long. But Arredondo has found support among Grand Prairie parents, some of whom spoke up for him last night before the board went into closed session.
I am asking, I am begging, I'm imploring, board members, please, I've been in Grand Prairie for over 30 years. Do the right thing today.
Arredondo has been on paid administrative leave since September when Grand Prairie ISD said they were investigating a reported violation of the district's harassment policy. Arredondo then filed suit against them, claiming he was never given specifics about any action against him. Arredondo's attorneys have called last night's decision to fire him ill-advised, saying it will only lead to further legal action from their side. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Funeral services for Greenville Police Officer Cooper Dawson being held at Lake Point Church in Rockwall later this morning.
Public visitation is from 9 to 10. Services begin at 10. Officer Dawson was shot last week during a traffic stop that led to a foot chase. Despite being critically injured, Dawson was able to make his own tourniquet and fire back at the suspect. Greenville Police Department Lieutenant Brandon West, who trained Dawson, said he was a heroic leader and a family man.
He was always showing me pictures of his kiddo. And, wow. very proud of his family. And he knew that doing his job, he kept his family safe.
Dawson leaves behind a wife, two sons aged 11 and 2, and a 3-year-old daughter. Donations to assist his family are being accepted through the Greenville Police Department. From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredis, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
Ennis remains under a boil water notice today, keeping schools closed for a second day. The city is testing its water supply for contamination. The notice was issued Sunday after 7 water main breaks caused by the cold led to widespread pressure issues. Ennis resident Tina Duke tells NBC5, it's been a tough few days.
We've just been making it one day at a time. Flushing the toilet was the big issue, and not being able to take a shower. I've been here 18 years, and this has never happened. But like I said, it could happen anywhere.
Water pressure has since been restored, but they're still waiting for test results to confirm it's safe to drink. Now, if the water samples pass inspection, the boil water notice could be lifted even later today.
Louisville ISD is preparing for major changes as enrollment steadily declines. Numbers peaked in 2015 at nearly 54,000 students, but have since dropped below 48,000. Projections show another 3,000 fewer students in the next decade, potentially costing the district $18 million in funding. Monday night, the district introduced a plan to close 5 elementary schools and redraw boundaries. Parents voiced concerns, urging the board to find alternatives. The school retirement and boundary adjustment proposal will be up for a vote at next Monday's board meeting.
Meanwhile, this morning, police in Lake Worth say a father has been arrested for using his kids to score some easy cash.
This past Black Friday, police say they got a call that three children were solicited in the parking lot of a store. A 13-year-old girl, a 6-year-old boy, and a 2-month-old baby were standing together, with the oldest asking drivers for money. Police say they waited for 30 minutes for the kids' parents to come back, and sure enough, 43-year-old Samuel Marin arrived and claimed to be the children's father. A background check revealed that Marin was wanted for money laundering out of Dallas County, so he was arrested. CPS was called and took custody of the children. Police remind everyone, if you are in need of assistance, there are city resources available. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the CDC are investigating a multi-state outbreak of salmonella infections, this one linked to cucumbers. So we can't eat the slivered onions.
Nope.
We can't eat the cucumbers.
Nope.
These are so-called American sliced cucumbers by Agrotato in Sonora, Mexico.
Oh, my favorite ones.
Total of 68 people have been infected by the outbreak strain of salmonella, that in 19 different states. Salmonella bacteria causes diarrhea, fever, and stomach pains. Mm. Of the 33 people that were interviewed, 27 reported eating cucumbers, hence the cucumber recall.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the three men believed behind the robbery and shooting death of a Louisville pawn shop owner is on trial in Denton.
19-year-old Jatevin Johnson could wind up in prison for the rest of his life with no way out early. He's accused of bursting into a Louisville pawn shop on Valentine's Day 2023, robbing, then shooting 54-year-old Daniel White. Police say the ambush happened just as White was opening the shop. Investigators say it was a calculated crime, with Johnson and two others backing their SUV into a parking space so they could make a quick getaway after the robbery. A Denton County jury was seated yesterday. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
City officials in Grand Prairie announce a major expansion to the south.
Grand Prairie is annexing about 1,500 acres on the south edge of town, covering land in Ellis and Johnson counties. They're working with a company called Provident on a new master planned community, which will include hundreds of acres of housing plus some commercial uses. The developers are calling it Goodland. They say it'll have a mixture of shops, restaurants, schools, and sports fields, plus trails and green space, and its own walkable town center. The city of Grand Prairie is also planning for light industrial development on property farther south along Highway 67. It could eventually boost the city's population by 50,000 people. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. This one brought to you by the on-time experts, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Good morning, David.
Good morning, all. Well, as good as it can be. It's Tuesday, remember, so the obligatory Tuesday.
And now how much you love Tuesdays.
Not at all. The stock market yesterday turned into mixed performance. Blue chips gave a little bit back, but new all-time highs in the S&P and the NASDAQ. Today, of course, it's just the opposite. The Dow looks a little higher, up 38 points if we open right this second, but the NASDAQ looks down a dozen. The S&P average maybe up 2 points. Economic news light today. The job opening survey will come out, but we will have three Fed officials making speeches. This is now 2 weeks out from the next Fed meeting. where they're now expected to cut interest rates. It got back to about a 50-50 chance the other day, last week, but it's up to 68% right now, chance that they'll cut interest rates by a quarter point at the next meeting. Individual stocks out there, well, Dallas-based Telephone, AT&T, is having Investor Day. You don't call all the analysts to Dallas to give them bad news. Now, that stock's already up 35% year to date, but they're announcing that the fiber optic business is just taking off. They already have, I think, 29 million locations they serve. They say by 2029, it's going to be 50 million fiber locations. They also say they'll return $40 billion to shareholders over the next 3 years, $20 billion of it in dividends, and that stock pays close to a 5% dividend, and they'll buy back about $20 billion worth of stock. And as you might imagine, AT&T is trading a little bit higher again today. Also, Jacobs Engineering, based in downtown Dallas, has been selected for a $3.3 billion renewable energy project in the Philippines. That ought to help them. U.S. Steel's trading lower today. The president-elect reiterated his opposition to that Nippon Steel $14 billion takeover, saying he's going to use tax incentives and tariffs to make U.S. Steel great again. Crude's up $1.04 at $69.14. Gold's up $8.40, $26.66.90. And the 10-year rate virtually unchanged right now. The Dow looks up 34. The NASDAQ looks down only 4. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, one of the many things that I love about you is that you do your own thing, man. Anybody could hate a Monday. And, I mean, frankly, everybody hates Mondays. Only David Johnson steps up and says, you know what? I really hate Tuesdays.
Says they're worthless.
Monday. See, on Monday, you have that warm carryover from a good weekend.
Sure.
The glow. But Tuesday, there's just...
Oh, they're the worst.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, the Texas Rangers announce a big addition to the lineup. Here's Tristan Ryan.
The Rangers have added a new member to the order, announcing the signing of catcher Kyle Higashioka to a 2-year deal worth $12.5 million with an option for 2027 to pair with Jonah Heim. The soon-to-be 35-year-old is coming off a great year with the San Diego Padres, in which he crushed a career-high 17 home runs, his fourth year in a row with double-digit homers. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Nonprofit Metro Crest Services is taking donations for its annual holiday store, which runs December 9th through the 18th. The store gives clients the opportunity to shop for their families and share in the season of giving without spending actual money. The group's Hayden Austin says seniors and teens are among the most forgotten during the holiday season.
The things that we're looking for those teens are some cool board games, maybe some sports equipment, sports and college apparel, things like hair dryers, hair irons, flat and curling irons, maybe some wallets, jewelry, some watches.
For the seniors, Metro Crest is asking for cozy items of blankets, robes, slippers, and food baskets. Metro Crest Services will provide gifts to more than 2,500 children and seniors throughout the holiday store.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.